Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. By now, I am confident that you are aware of the wrangling in state government about how to pay for maintenance and repairs on Michigan's roads and bridges. What most people don't understand is why there is such a dilemma over funding road and bridge projects. The answer, I think, is simple. The state government is hamstrung, just like state and local governments and government school districts across the country, suffering from massive unfunded liabilities for employee pensions and retiree health care benefits. For the state of Michigan government alone, it exceeds a net present value of $60 billion. Nationwide, the total runs into many trillions of dollars. Every year now, the state of Michigan spends billions to cover these past expenses. Just imagine what would be possible if the state government was no longer required to make these catch-up payments. Option number one would be to cut tax collections. What would a tax cut of a few hundred dollars per Michigan resident per year accomplish? Or, if the government kept these funds, they could have been spent years ago maintaining roads and bridges at much lower cost than it would take today to rehabilitate them. Even if no extra road and bridge maintenance were done until now, it would still be funded with no tax hikes. Of course, roads and bridges aren't the only function where politicians and bureaucrats are crying for funding. There's other infrastructure that needs replacement or creation. Then there's education, prisons, welfare, law enforcement, public health, the environment, and on and on. Politicians past and present love to spend money, but hate paying for it immediately. By keeping financial records on a cash flow basis rather than the more accurate accrual method used by the private sector, governments were able to provide benefits today while hiding the eventual cost that would be paid sometime in the future. Unfortunately, past unfunded liabilities have to be paid someday. That day is now. Which means politicians and bureaucrats are now struggling to figure out how to pay for roads, bridges, and everything else. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.